ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 Bhagavad Gita as it is chapter 8 attaining the supreme text 14 Ananya cetah satatam yomam smarati nityashah tasyaham sulabhah partha nitya yuktasya yoginah Translation prepared by Srila Prabhupada For one who always remembers me without deviation I am easy to obtain O son of Pritha because of his constant engagement in devotional service Purport. This verse especially describes the final destination attained by the unalloyed devotees who serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Bhakti Yoga. Previous verses have mentioned four different kinds of devotees, the distressed, the inquisitive, those who seek material gain, and the speculative philosophers. Different processes of liberation have also been described, Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, and Hatha Yoga. The principles of these yoga systems have some bhakti added, But this verse particularly mentions pure bhakti yoga without any mixture of jnana, karma or hatha. As indicated by the word ananya cetah. In pure bhakti yoga, the devotee desires nothing but Krishna. A pure devotee does not desire promotion to heavenly planets, nor does he seek oneness with the Brahma Jyoti or salvation or liberation from material entanglement. A pure devotee does not desire anything. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, the pure devotee is called Nishkam, which means he has no desire for self-interest. Perfect peace belongs to him alone, not to them who strive for personal gain. Whereas a Jnana Yogi, Karma Yogi or Hatha Yogi has his own selfish interests, a perfect devotee has no desire other than to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Lord says that for anyone who is unflinchingly devoted to him, he is easy to attain. A pure devotee always engages in devotional service to Krishna in one of his various personal features. Krishna has various plenary expansions and incarnations such as Rama and Narasimha, and a devotee can choose to fix his mind in loving service to any of these transcendental forms of the Supreme Lord. Such a devotee meets with none of the problems that plague the practitioners of other yogas. Bhakti yoga is very simple and pure and easy to perform. One can begin simply by chanting Hare Krishna. The Lord is merciful to all. But as we have already explained, he is especially inclined toward those who always serve him without deviation. The Lord helps such devotees in various ways, as stated in the Vedas, Kathopanishad 1-23. Yame vaisha vrinote te na labhyas, tasyaisha atma vibhrinote pranunswam. One who is fully surrendered and engaged in devotional service of the Supreme Lord can understand the Supreme Lord as he is. And as stated in Bhagavad Gita 10.10, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam, the Lord gives such a devotee sufficient intelligence so that ultimately the devotee can attain him in his spiritual kingdom. The special qualification of the pure devotee is that he is always thinking of Krishna without deviation and without considering the time or place. There should be no impediments. He should be able to carry out his service anywhere at any time. Some say that the devotee should remain in the holy places like Vrindavan or some holy town where the Lord lived. But a pure devotee can live anywhere and create the atmosphere of Vrindavan by his devotional service. It was Sri Advaita who told Lord Chaitanya, Wherever you are, O Lord, there is Vrindavan. As indicated by the words Satatam and Nityashaha, which means always, regularly or every day, a pure devotee constantly remembers Krishna and meditates upon him. These are qualifications of the pure devotee for whom the Lord is most easily attainable. Bhakti Yoga is a system that the Gita recommends above all others. Generally, the Bhakti Yogis are engaged in five different ways. Shanta Bhakta, engaged in devotional service in neutrality. Dasya Bhakta, engaged in devotional service as servant. Sakya Bhakta, engaged as friend. Vatsalya Bhakta, engaged as parent. And Madhurya Bhakta, engaged as conjugal lover of the Supreme Lord. In any of these ways, pure devotee is always constantly engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Lord and cannot forget the Supreme Lord. And so for him, the Lord is easily attained. A pure devotee cannot forget the Supreme Lord for a moment. And similarly, the Supreme Lord cannot forget his pure devotee for a moment. This is the great blessing of the Krishna consciousness process of chanting the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar
आशीर्वाद सारे दूर था।
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम राम राम। What did we discuss yesterday? कल हमने क्या देखा?
क्रमिक विकास और डायरेक्ट
प्रोसेस। तो क्रमिक विकास में क्या होता है?
स्टेप बाय स्टेप
क्या क्या स्टेप्स?
सेंस कंट्रोल तपस्या।
क्या क्या स्टेप्स हैं टेक्निकली?
मतलब एट दी लास्ट संन्यास लेना पड़ता है कृत्रिम रूप से, ना चाहते हुए भी संन्यास, मतलब
ना चाहते हुए भी
कोई योग्य नहीं है संन्यास के लिए तब भी उसको संन्यास लेना पड़ता है।
योग्य नहीं तो कैसे संन्यास लेगा? लेकिन बात है जो योग्य नहीं वो संन्यास लेगा, और वो फिर तब तक जब तक योग्य नहीं बनेगा तब तक संन्यास नहीं लेगा, और जब तक तब तक वो परम सिद्धि को प्राप्त नहीं कर सकता। तीनों गुणों के अंदर उसको योग्य बनने तक बार बार जन्म लेते रहना पड़ेगा, निम्न स्तर पे कार्य करते रहना पड़ेगा, फिर वो कभी जाके कई जन्मों के बाद में योग्य बनेगा, ज्ञानी बनेगा, और फिर संन्यास लेगा, और फिर ब्रह्म या परमात्मा को प्राप्त कर पाएगा।
परंतु भक्तों